Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just set a new record in wind power, adding a staggering 6.05 gigawatts of capacity in the financial year 2025-26, surpassing the previous record of 5.5 gigawatts set in 2016-17. What makes this significant is that this achievement marks a 46% increase over the previous year's 4.15 gigawatts, and it brings India's total installed wind capacity to over 56 gigawatts, making it the fourth largest wind power nation globally. First, let's look at the numbers. India's wind energy landscape is predominantly onshore, concentrated in peninsular states with high wind speeds. Offshore wind, on the other hand, is an emerging sector, with India targeting 7,500 megawatts of offshore wind capacity by 2030, with a pilot project of 1,000 megawatts. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, has updated its Offshore Wind Energy Policy 2015 and is developing a viability gap funding mechanism. However, offshore wind projects require new grid and port infrastructure. Now, why does the FY26 record matter? It breaks a 9-year drought, where the previous record of 5.5 gigawatts stood unbroken due to policy uncertainty, interstate transmission issues, DISCOM health, and land acquisition problems. The new record marks a decisive structural revival. But what exactly changed? The key policy drivers from FY24 to FY26 include the waiver of Interstate Transmission System, or ISTS, charges for renewable energy until 2032, which incentivizes interstate wind projects. There's also the Wind Renewable Purchase Obligation, or RPO, trajectory, where state DISCOMs are mandated to purchase specific percentages of wind power. Additionally, the repowering policy aims to replace old, low-capacity wind turbines with modern high-efficiency ones. The wind solar hybrid policy allows for collocation, maximizing land use and grid stability. And lastly, schemes like PM Surya Ghar and PM Kusum create a market for renewable energy in rural areas. Now, let us turn to India's larger goal. At the COP26 in Glasgow in 2021, and in its updated Nationally Determined Contributions, or NDC, in 2022, India committed to achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil electricity capacity by 2030, with 50% of its electricity coming from non-fossil sources by 2030, and net zero emissions by 2070. As of April 2026, India is making progress towards this goal. But challenges still lie ahead. The integration of wind power into the grid, transmission, and storage remain significant hurdles. So what exactly does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India is taking significant steps towards reducing its dependence on fossil fuels and transitioning to renewable energy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers environment and economy. The renewable energy transition, India's energy security, and the role of the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy are all crucial aspects to focus on. The Nationally Determined Contributions, or NDC, and progress tracking are also important. Offshore wind as a frontier technology and grid integration challenges, including storage and transmission, are key areas to study. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but rather the wind power capacity added in FY26, which is 6.05 gigawatts. The total installed wind capacity in India is over 56 gigawatts. The target for offshore wind capacity by 2030 is 7,500 megawatts. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE, has updated its Offshore Wind Energy Policy 2015. India's commitment to achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil electricity capacity by 2030, with 50% of its electricity coming from non-fossil sources by 2030, and net zero emissions by 2070, are all crucial facts to remember. Note this carefully: the waiver of ISTS charges for renewable energy until 2032 is a significant policy driver. This is a favorite prelims fact. India is now the fourth largest wind power nation globally. Now, with that background in place, let us look at the implications. India's wind power record is a significant step towards achieving its renewable energy goals, and it has important implications for the country's energy security and its commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The growth of the wind power sector will also have a positive impact on the environment, reducing pollution and promoting sustainable development.